Hey everybody, it's been a long time since I decided to do a podcast. You know what happens when you do too many things at once, you get burnt out, and I feel like that's where I was. I was getting burnt out. And so I decided to put things on hold. I have two podcasts in the queue, and I'll get those things going as soon as possible. But hey, welcome to another episode of Your Intuitive Heart Podcast. I'm your host, Joanne Alfred, and so I'm recording this while I'm doing laundry at a laundromat because my dryer broke for the second time in like 2 months. Yes, we're looking at getting it either a new one or getting it repaired. So I thought this is probably the perfect opportunity. There's no one to bother me. I got some time to chill out. There have been a few people asking when the next episode is going to be, and I'm thanking you for that because I didn't realize how I don't want to use the word influential, but so I guess, you know what? The podcast has done its job where it's helping people move through their shit. And I'm glad that I was able to help you, or I'm able to help you move through your shit. So no, I'm not abandoning anybody. I just kind of needed to take a step back and sort some shit out, which brings me to this podcast. And what I want to talk about, this is like, totally, I haven't written anything down, but there are a lot of themes coming up over the last couple of weeks or so while I'm doing my readings, and I thought this is the perfect opportunity to just share what those themes are, and maybe this resonates with some of you where, you know, summer went by so fast, and I feel like we were all kind of on hamster wheels trying to get shit done. I want to say that for the most part, we did what we needed to do, and we tried to enjoy. It was so nice to go and just be around people. You know, I went to King and Queen of the bands with my mom and a couple of friends, and it was just nice to be around people. Where this is the first summer where we can actually see people's faces and enjoy and just like live. So that was enjoyable. I took the kids to the cottage. That was great. My stepsons came, and it was the first time they experienced anything like that. So that was freaking awesome. And then Kelly and I went to Mexico, which was fucking fantastic, and a great way to kind of regenerate, recuperate, reevaluate, reset and retreat. And I feel like a lot of people are doing that for the month of September, just reevaluating, reconsidering, retreating, doing all the R's, like, what needs to get done? And I say this because I feel like August was particularly, I feel like it was intense emotionally. I feel like it was intense physically. Like, just by August, I think everybody was kind of tired and ready for a shift. So now we've come to October. I keep wanting to say October, so I feel like something's shifting in October. So now we're in September, which I consider the energetic new year. So I don't know if anybody else feels like this, but I consider it the energetic new year. This is the year typically where farmers are harvesting their crops. So apples and corn, perhaps corn. It's the harvest. It's the harvest season. And so that also means spiritually harvesting ideas, harvesting your ideas. And I feel everybody's kind of, I will speak for myself, but this feeling of just finally needing to move forward, finally moving forward, finally like putting your ideas down, trying to figure out how to manifest those, bring those to fruition, make your shit happen. I don't know if anybody else feels like this. You can message me, DM me on Instagram and let me know if this message resonates with you. What I want to say is, basically you're not losing it. It is time to reset and reconsider and take the time. September's going to feel a lot slower than August or the rest of the year. It really is a time of contemplation, reevaluation, and just considering where you want yourself to be, what do you want to happen in your life, that kind of thing. Now, in order to kind of get in touch, because there's a lot of, I think there's always excess noise, how do you get in touch with the messaging that's required for you to move forward in this time? And I put a post up about this. Meditation's good. If you can't meditate, try journaling. If you can't journal, go for walks. Get in touch with nature. Ground yourself with Mother Earth. Get in touch with friends, like reconnect with people. Reconnect with friends, reconnect with just the groups that you did not have the ability to reconnect with. So whether that is, like I said, yoga groups or meditation groups, sound therapy. I've recently come into that with my singing bowls, and I really, really enjoy it. I find it so therapeutic. And the sound bowls help to realign the chakras and just kind of shake off the doo-doo energy or the stale energy that sits with us. Again, I feel like a lot of people have been sitting with some stale energy. And while September feels kind of slow, it also feels like a time of doing. It is time to get things moving, in progress. Like I said, your energetic newer. It's to start over. So clearing out rubbish out of your home. Perhaps looking at a new job. Some people are considering how can you freshen up your relationship if you need to, or do you need to just leave it all together? It's an important time right now. So I would say just slow down. You don't have to make any rush decisions. Slow down, quiet yourself, and listen to what your gut is telling you. Is it time to leave some friends behind? Is it time? I also feel like right now people are looking at, like I said, clearing out rubbish, renovating. It's time to bring some new energy, some fresh energy into your life. How are you going to do that? What does that look like for you? What are those things that you've been putting off that you want to start? For me, oh my goodness, it's like working out. I need to start working out again. My body doesn't feel anywhere near the same that it did, let's say, 2 years ago. And it's sitting with that kind of stale energy from the last 2 years or so. And you get so used to doing and being we get stuck in this rut, right? So now it's time to really move through that. Acknowledge those feelings that you have. Kind of sit in them. I feel like I'm rambling, but I'm not. But trust the vibe that you have, or that feeling that you have, that you have to, like, it's time to get moving. Energetically, it is time. This may or may not have to do with Virgo season. Y'all know me very well to say that, you know, I'm not really up on that. It's more like a vibe that I have. And people are being called to do different things. People are being called to, being called back to themselves. And I believe I've said this before. You're being called back to yourself. Oh, taking time and doing the things that make you feel like you. And you may have, in all of this chaos over the last couple of years, really lost who you were, because we were so focused on just other shit. We weren't really focused on ourselves, if that makes any sense. We were focused on protecting one another, which is valid, which is important. We're a collective, so we really do have to look after one another. Now it is time to really look after ourselves. You can't keep going and going and going and going and giving and giving and giving without giving back to yourself. A lot of people may see this as, you know, you being selfish. However, I do really feel like everybody's going to understand where you're coming from, because every one of us is going through the same thing. We're just like, man, I need to slow down and give back to myself. I need to start doing things for myself. And that's only so that you can keep doing what you're doing. You know, it's like you're running on empty, so you can't do anything else until you fill up your tank. And that's so cliche, but it's the truth. You cannot do anything and anything else until you fill up your tank. You know, you run the car without oil, the pistons start, they can't function, and you burn up your engine. So listen to what your body, your soul, your spirit is telling you. How do I know it's my body, my soul, my spirit? Your body's probably really tired, breaking down a little bit, feeling aches that you didn't feel before, digestive issues that you didn't have before, headaches. Like, your body is telling you, with these signs of backache, headaches, knees hurting, stomach issues. Maybe you're not sleeping properly, that something needs to shift. Spiritually, maybe some people that you're hanging around with or the work, it isn't congruent with who you are anymore. How do you know? You're probably a little bit more agitated, a little bit more irritated, angry, short-tempered, not as much, not a whole lot of patience for the stuff that you had patience for a little while ago. That's your spirit telling you, okay, something's up here. Energetically, it's the same kind of thing. You are tired. You cannot be around the same people or the same experiences. What do you need to change that you've been doing that may have worked for you in the past that actually isn't, that it's probably not working for you anymore? What do you need to do to shift that? Understand that those ideas that you had in your head, that you've planted, at this time, this is when they start to come into fruition. This is when they start to kind of take root into the vision that you wanted to become. You know, so a lot of times you're like, I'll give you an example for me where, you know, I had an idea for my business and things kind of seemed to level out. And yes, they were going well, but they just seemed to kind of level out. And suddenly now they're picking up, and it's because I planted my seed, and I think as far as my vision was and what I wanted to accomplish, really I found that I was doing too much. So like I said, I started the podcast a couple of years ago, and then I was doing a bunch of readings, and then I was going to do card reading services, and not card reading, or teach how to read tarot. All great ideas. But energetically, I wasn't prepared. Mentally, I wasn't prepared. And I think part of me was afraid to fail. But if you're putting too much on your plate, guess what's going to happen? You're going to, quote unquote, fail. It's not going to work as well as you want it to. So I realized that I realized that I had to whittle things down, refocus, and just really like refocus on the vision that I wanted. Yes, I can have all those things where I want to do retreats and I want to teach tarot, but it doesn't have to be within the first 2 years of my business. It doesn't have to be within the first 5 years of launching my business. It's a goal that I can get to. And this is one of the things where I think we falter. Time is a construct. Time is a construct. So we can get things done. There's always tomorrow. There's always 2 years from now. There's always, we have time. And I know some people are saying, well, sometimes you don't, because you could hit by a bus tomorrow. And so yes, you could. You could be hit by a bus. You could have a stroke. You could, anything can happen. Which is why we need not pack everything into, like, you have to be able to enjoy what you're doing. So if you are just like running yourself ragged and, you know, piling on all these projects and, you know, I have to get this done and this and this, you're not going to be able to enjoy any of that shit. You're going to be tired as fuck and probably more miserable than you were when you started. So set a goal. Set a monthly goal, set a yearly goal, set a 2-year goal, so that you are not as burnt out, so that you don't feel like a failure when you're not getting these goals accomplished. You know, it's okay. It's okay to just slow down and understand that once you speak the idea, you've spoken it into existence. There's no taking that back. And this is what I firmly believe. Once you say that, you know, I'm going to have a I'm going to help 1 million people by 2025. I don't know if I'll help 1 million people by 2025, but that's, you know, then you've put it out there. Okay. And then if you put it out there, it's like speaking your shit into existence, manifesting it. You put it out there. You have no idea how it's going to happen, but it's probably going to happen. It could be in the job that you're doing. It could be with the post that you put up. Perhaps you're blogging, you're vlogging. Perhaps that's how it shows up for you, helping a million people. Before you're done, before you do it, it's done. I want to say to you, release some of the stuff that you're holding on to. This is another theme that has come up, where we want something so badly that we actually break it, or we squeeze the fuck out of it. So I like to use the analogy of holding an egg. And this came up when I was doing some counseling the other day. You're holding an egg, and the goal is to keep the egg. And so a broken, like, yolk and all, okay? So you're holding that in your hand, and the goal is to keep it from falling, right? You want to keep it intact. Some people squeeze it so tightly that it dribbles down and you lose it. The goal really is to sit still and just leave your hand open and let it sit there. And you will hold it, and it will be still, and it will stay intact. That is the same thing with really anything. Where you're worried about money, you have to release that worry and just keep moving like you have that money. Next thing you know, you have that money. Holding on to the relationship. I realized with my relationship that I was fighting so hard to make him be someone that he wasn't, it was actually fucking up the relationship even more. So as I began to really appreciate him for who he was and what he offered and just how beautiful he was, then he became that person more and more. It's so incredible. It's incredible. And I feel like that's the same with everything. Even, you know, that can happen in your workplace, where you stress about certain things and, you know, you'd like it to look a certain way, but maybe it won't. So what can you do in the meantime to create that vibe that you want to create in your workplace? What can you do in the meantime to create that vibe that you wanted in your workplace? Sorry. As I said, I'm recording in my car, so you're going to hear lots of stuff from, you know, outside forces. And yeah, anyhow, so what can you do to create that vibe in your workplace? Focus on what it is that makes you happy. Focus on what it is that makes you strong, that you want to really create. And then next thing, it's there for you. It's totally there for you. It's absolutely there for you. And I'm trying to make this recording so that I don't have to edit, because my computer is like totally busted. So, you're going to hear stuff that you don't really need to hear. Anyhow, when you release what's the idea of something, when you release the, and it's really your idea of something, and you just allow whatever that is to come into existence, it will come into existence, and it will be even more than what you actually envisioned it to be. Isn't that crazy? It's wild, and but it's true. It's true. Um, That mentality isn't always easy to keep because other people's shit is going to keep flowing at you, right? It's a practice. It's an art form, just kind of living in that space and trying to keep the outside energy or forces away from your vibe and what you're trying to do. But you totally can absolutely, absolutely, absolutely get it done. This is just the beginning for many of you for your new path, your new direction. So whatever it is you have in your brain, please don't give up on that. Understand, like I said, that you know you've worked this whole year to plant those seeds, and your time of harvest is coming. Your time of harvest is coming. A lot more people becoming more intuitive, or in touch with their intuitive sides. And this all has to do with releasing, releasing, releasing. Okay, well, I think that's about it for now. Hopefully some of this resonated with you. I just wanted to like sit down and do something quickly. And like I said, I have two more episodes in the queue, so I'll probably put those out shortly. And just know that you're on the path. Just know that you're on the right path. Just know that you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, even though it might feel uncomfortable right now or just not. God, I know that feeling of like it feels like nothing's moving. It is moving. Trust me, please, 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 please trust me. It is moving. Journal, which is I'm suggesting to a lot of people that you do in order to center and ground yourself and get in touch with what it is you want and who you are and those things. You could try sound therapy, try meditation. I recognize meditation doesn't work for a lot of people, but you could start with 1 minute a day. Just wake up, feet on the ground. You say a couple of, I am peace, I am love, I am kindness. That's a meditation. And you do that throughout your day. You drive to work and you say those things. That's a meditation. And that helps to center and ground you. And when you use the term I am, it actually speaks, as I say, the thing into existence. I am love. I am kindness. I am abundance. I love that one. I am abundance. Make it your login for your computer, for Christ's sakes. I am abundance. I love doing that stuff because then you're constantly bringing it. Whenever you log in, you're bringing it. Bringing that truth into existence that you are actually abundance, fully, wholly abundance. Okay, that's all. I hope you all have a great week. And yes, I will do my damnedest to keep up with the podcasts. And I really appreciate your listenership. I really appreciate your follows. If you follow me on Instagram, which is at Joanne Alfred, at @Joe_Ann_Alfred. I really appreciate that. What else? You can find me on joannealfred.com if you want to book anything with me. And that's it for now. You people, I love you. You are awesome. Okay, ciao, ciao.